The state and federal health care exchanges are, of course, a big, big chapter in the overhaul of America's health care model, a model very different from many other countries around the world. The BBC's Alice Castle has lived in the U.S. and the United Kingdom, and she's had the experience of being pregnant in both countries, and that gives her a very unique perspective on the American health care system.
I lived in the United States for about 2 years, first in Boston and then in New York. And while I was living in Boston, I became pregnant with my first child. So not having any experience of the American healthcare system, I found myself in the rather confusing to an outsider world of co-pays, deductibles, Aetna insurance. And as someone from the UK, this is all a bit of a labyrinth. We're used to just going to our local general practitioner who, if you're pregnant, assigns you to a midwife and you go and visit the GP every couple of weeks. They take your blood pressure, they check the size of the fetus, and unless there's anything seriously wrong, you turn up at the hospital 9 months later. But in the US, I realised I had to find myself a gynaecologist. And what was really quite amusing was I didn't realise that it's up to them whether they take you on as a patient or not. So I found myself having a conversation over the telephone with the doctor's office and realised some minutes into the conversation that they were interviewing me to see if they wanted to take me on as a patient. In the UK, you just go to your local doctor's office, they take you on. And on you go with your treatment. The other thing that was a bit of a mystery to me was the whole health insurance policy. I found myself calling the insurance company every time I visited the doctor just to check that I was covered for certain things and not covered for other things. And in fact, we ended up coming back to the UK to have our child because we really couldn't figure out what would happen if we had any complications with the birth. We knew what we were covered for in terms of the financial cost if we needed 2 nights in hospital. But I kept thinking, what if we have complications? It's my first child. Oh, we could end up with, you know, a bill of thousands of dollars. So in fact, we came back to the UK to have our child. It seemed to me the system was great if you were fully covered, if you had a good job and your health insurance policy was very thorough. Growing up in the system I have, I found it slightly inefficient because I figured I'm having lots of tests, maybe some tests I might not even need. And in fact, when we returned and my child was an infant, it seemed there were a lot of tests that we wouldn't have had in the UK. And I kept thinking, wouldn't it be nice if the money that was spent on all these extra tests could be used for the people who weren't getting any tests at all? I remember making friends with a woman when I was pregnant in Boston, and she told me she wasn't having any of the tests while she was pregnant because her insurance policy didn't cover it. And to me, that seemed really sad.
That was the BBC's Alice Castle.